Verse 12. Once you find that, close the Bible on your finger if you would. Please stand with me. Raise those Bibles high above your head. And let's say our Bible pledge this morning loud and proud. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. You sound awesome today. Please remain standing with me as we read Colossians chapter 3, beginning with verse 12. The Apostle Paul says, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything, in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. An attitude of gratitude. I just want to pick out a little bit of the scripture this morning before we begin. It says, above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom and with in your hearts. Sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. An attitude of gratitude. I guess I would just like to ask you to start off this morning. What are some things that you are thankful for? What are some things you're thankful for? Oh, you're a smart man, Homer. Sharon was his answer. Yeah. Family, all right. Health. Friends. Thank you. I didn't see where that came from. That's home? Okay. Thank you, whoever that was. Well, let's think about how do we express our thankfulness? How do we express our thankfulness? Word and deed. Oh, that's fancy. That's fancy talk. Well, just to make it personal, how do you say thank you to someone? Personally, how do you do that? Say thank you? Hugs? I like hugs. Acts of kindness? Okay. Excuse me? Food? Food's always good. Well, the dictionary defines gratitude as the quality or feeling of being grateful or thankful. And that breaks down further to warmly or deeply appreciative of kindness or benefits. Warmly or deeply appreciative of kindness or benefits. Now, the dictionary also defines Thanksgiving Day as a national holiday for giving thanks to God. A national holiday for giving thanks to God. Now, I don't know about you, but whenever I hear Thanksgiving Day talked about on the news, I never hear God mentioned. Do you all? No, I thought they just claim it's a day to hang out with your kids and family and